All right, Rob is now eating the duck roll, which I think he's going to like a lot. Eyebrow cocked, not sitting bolt upright, however.
They do a really good job of spices here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything is wonderfully spiced, but not over the top. Mm-hmm.
Kitchen's got a good touch.
Mm-hmm. But as you said before, Dan, clear flavors for the most part.
See how Cantonese. There's always an argument of which is the best Cantonese cuisine. Mm-hmm. And to me, the Cantonese
Chinese,
cuisine is
so which Chinese,
Chinese cuisine is best. Because Canton is in the south of China. So we have, everything is fresh. When I live in Hong Kong and Guangzhou, you know, you go buy your dinner that day. And the idea is to express the food, let the ingredients express themselves, and not to use heavy sauces and so on. So I sort of gravitate towards food that are not too heavily sauced, spicy, or something like that.
You love French food with all the sauces.
Yes and no. And I'm not.
I've seen you scarf it up with abandon, Dave.
It was you that time when Yanni came.
Don't tell the butter story. Just don't tell the butter story.
Is it still on? I should tell the butter story.
Don't tell the butter story.
I got to tell.
No, it's humiliating.
You can erase it. You can do it. We're in Chicago for the annual Bordeaux dinner.
And we were flown out there by the zillionaire guy who me and Dave were both friends with.
She was sitting there, and they had the bread out, and the waiters came and put butter in our dishes. And sitting at our table was Paul Pontellier, who is he's the winemaker. Well, they don't have winemakers in France. He's the head of Chateau Margaux.
Okay, okay.
And we got talking, and the 2000, the 1990 vintages came out, and I was talking to him about, you know, Parker just gave it 100. And I said, you know what, Parker maybe it might have narrowed in his old age. He would have never given 100 because it's a much more medium body wine. And Jim called a waiter over and said, you got to tell me what butter this is. This is the most delicious butter
I've ever seen. They're eating butter.
I think that's fantastic.
It's in half moons on wax paper. And I'm like, wow, the Midwest. Wow,
right,
beautiful. And I'm like slathering it. And Dave was like, Jim, you might want to take it easy on that butter. I'm like, Dave, come on, we're in Chicago. This is great butter. We're drinking Margaux. We're here with Paul Pontellier. Eat some butter, for Christ's sake.
The waiter, with a stone face. Len Oleg, sir.
Wow.
The butter story.
And everybody at the table pretended not to have heard it.
Yes.
Which was amazing. They all went back to their conversations.